All right. Welcome back to everyone that's listening in. Today I'm with Dean Williamson. Willow, or Chook, has returned back to Seaford this year from East Brighton. Firstly, Willow, welcome back to the Den, mate. Yes. And congratulations on being elected co-skipper of Seaford Footy Club for 2015.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Donny. You know, I suppose I've been very humbled in the way everybody's welcomed me back to the club. You know, I was really looking forward to coming back to Seaford. You know, I always wanted to finish my career at Seaford. I just didn't know, you know, when the time was right. And I suppose this year, you know, I had a number of mates that I used to play footy with all sort of message me and call me. And, you know, they made me feel really welcome coming back to the club. And, you know, since I've been back here, it's been unbelievable. You know, firstly from the playing group, also from, you know, the guys that are helping out around the club, the assistant coaches. And I suppose to be named co-captain with Stoker, you know, is a huge honour. And you know, I hope to do the club proud, and hopefully we can move in the right direction.
Terrific. Yeah, that's pretty much my next question. You must be pretty chuffed being held along with the players and the coaching staff to be appointed captain of the club, along with Josh Stokes. What sort of qualities that you sort of intend to bring to the club on and off the field?
Yeah, well, I suppose, firstly, from a personal point of view, I feel like I've got a little bit to offer just in preparing for games. You know, I suppose a lot of the younger players probably don't have to worry as much because their bodies recover really quick, but I've noticed, you know, as the years have gone on, certainly since I was first at the club, you know, your body just doesn't recover how it used to, and so it's important to do everything right, certainly between training sessions and also before games, after games, to maximise your on-field performance, especially now that the games, you know, I suppose, changed in that it's so explosive. You know, guys are going to be pulling up, you know, more sore after games, so it's even more important to be doing the right things to recover. I suppose in terms of from a club point of view, you know, it's critical this year that we really, I suppose, improve the on-field performance. You know, I think we're certainly moving in the right direction. We've had a, you know, a really solid pre-season. And I suppose the most pleasing thing is that, you know, all the playing groups seem to be buying into not only our on-field game plan, but also the culture of the club. And I've even noticed in the last 4 or 5 months the improvement, you know, and it's really refreshing to see so many young guys around the club.
Terrific. Well answered. If only you were around with that sort of attitude when Scotty Kemble was up and coming, his body might have got another 100 more games out of him, mate. I'm sure he didn't just manage himself too well.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say. I mean, look, to be honest, some guys, you know, are injury prone more so than others, you know, and I suppose recovering and preparing well, you know, it's just the icing on the cake. But now Scotty's been an unbelievable player of this club. He's a club champion. And, you know, if everyone could play a little bit more like Scotty, I'm sure we'd go a long way to winning a flag.
True that. This for those who don't know, you actually played in the 2007 senior flag. I think you worked out you're about a 19-year-old then. Do you have many memories of that year and the years before that and your under-18s days and whatnot?
Yeah, I do. You know, certainly great memories. You know, obviously played all my juniors through Seaford, you know, with some unbelievable memories. Played under-18s at Seaford the first year, and the second year I went to the Stingrays, and then coming back after that I came back to Seaford and was lucky enough to play in the 07 flag under PK. I think 3 or 4 weeks before the finals I did my ankle, and, you know, and I was supposed a touch-and-go situation, whether they play me or not, and, you know, PK made the choice to play me in the finals, and you know I'm extremely thankful for that. You know, he probably could have gone either way. Unbelievable memories, I suppose. The only thing is, you know, when you do win a flag at, I suppose, 18 or 19 years old, in some sense you don't take it for granted, but you think they'll just come along every year or every second year, and I suppose the longer you play the more you realise they're harder to come.
Yeah, I think another port, what everyone should remember as well, like 2007 didn't just come about in one foul swoop. I think it took a lot of years planning from PK's point of view and the club's point of view. Like, I think they would have played in 3 Premier Leagues and 2 Grand Finals in that 10 years before that. So, exactly what you're touching on, they don't just sort of just come around and They're easy to win. Definitely a lot of hard work goes into it. Cool. Moving on, pre-season is pretty much finished now. We're starting next week with our first practice match against St. Paul's. What's been your take of the pre-season so far?
I've been extremely happy with the pre-season so far. I suppose we've, going on previous years, we've probably added an extra night in training.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I love it because, I really, think fitness is extremely important. From a personal point of view, if I'm not fit, then I really struggle, because I don't have anything, I suppose, exceptional, not a, extremely good kick. I'm not overly quick, so fitness is extremely important to me. It would be easy for a lot of the guys to think to themselves, an extra night a week, we're only local footballers, we don't want to be here. But, it's been unbelievable to see how many people have bought into it and really thought to themselves they want to put in the hard yards now, because, it certainly will pay off come the season. And I suppose the good thing as well is that we did a lot of hard running early on. For the last month or two, we've done a lot of ball work, and even in those last couple of months, we've seen, a lot of improvement come from our skills.
Yeah.
And I suppose, what we're really looking forward to this year is pushing for a finals berth.
Yeah.
Terrific. And I suppose last year you had five or six games where I think you lost by under a goal. It's really about turning those games around, learning how to win, and I suppose instilling in people's minds that, we don't want to accept losing. We need some on-field success, and I think we've put the hard yards in to achieve that issue.
Yeah, definitely. And that's totally about the appointments or the people returning back to the club, is just bringing quality people and winning success, like winning memories. They just know how to do the hard yards to bring that to the club. So, Super 10s, how did you think of that format? Did you get a bit of a game time in that?
Yeah, I thought it was terrific. I played on two of those Thursday nights. From my point of view, in previous seasons, I've tended to start the season slowly, first two or three rounds, just finding my feet. Whereas, I feel the Super 10s is very important because it gives you that extra couple of practice matches so that hopefully by round one you'll be firing.
Yeah.
And it was certainly a good experience blowing out the cobwebs, and also, I'm sure everyone at pre-season, every club would think they're flying, but then once you start playing the practice matches, you realise, I suppose, that the things you really need to work on.
Yeah.
But from my personal point of view, I thought it was a fantastic initiative.
Yeah, terrific. Glad everyone got a lot out of it. Just finishing up, the players' bonding day. The course set up by Paddy was right around the Seaford sort of outskirts and whatnot. We involved a lot of different aspects of demanding concentration for the players and physical aspect. Yourself, what do you think of it? Paddy's got something to work with in the future there?
Yeah, personally, I think, Paddy's done, an amazing job, coordinating that day. He loves to run an event, and, why not? Because he's done a sensational job. I think he had the perfect combination of hard work. We got a really good workout into the legs, combined with the camaraderie. It was terrific. It pushed, I suppose, a lot of people, sometimes people don't find out their true colours until they're pushed, and I found it was really rewarding just seeing everyone get around each other, and no doubt it was a really good bonding experience.
Yeah.
I certainly hope we do something like that next year as well. But from everyone involved, I didn't hear a bad word about that day. I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, terrific. Good to hear. Well done, Paddy. It involved like an 18K course right around the Seaford pretty much district from one point to another, and went for about 2.5 hours in the end, and had four teams of 15 all within about 3 or 4 minutes of each other. Yeah, that was a credit to the boys for giving it a crack and being involved. Alright, we'll end it there, mate. Thanks for your time. Best of luck for the season, and I'm sure everyone will be excited to see you out in the RF Miles again.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tony. I appreciate it and really look forward to the season.
Alright, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, buddy.